Yo, 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 what's happening? Welcome to the premiere episode of Gorge Dog Radio. I'm your host, Brock Warner. Man, that song gets me going. Oh, I love hearing Beyonce. You gotta love her. It's got me making me want to get up and dance. What's going on, folks? Welcome to the premiere episode, like I said, of Gorge Dog Radio. I am Brock Warner. I have lived in the Columbia Gorge my whole life. Well, not my whole life. I've gone to college and I've done a few things, but my life has mostly been spent here in the Columbia Gorge, and I am a big fan of podcasts, and I just wanted to open up a podcast that was gorge-centric, where I'll be exploring different corners of Klickitat County, Hood River, Wasco County, all into Oregon. It won't just be the gorge. We'll go on other adventures, but I have a bunch of friends who I'm a football coach by trade and professional cowboy. I know that doesn't sound, that sounds a little odd, but yeah, I grew up on a farm and rode horses my whole life, and then I went off to college and didn't rodeo for a while, and then I came back and bought a horse, and I've been rodeoing pretty hard for the last 4 years, and 3 years with this new horse that I have, Slick Willie Joe. And so we've gone on many adventures, and I'll talk to friends from riding horses, who I rodeo with, friends who I coach football with, and hopefully I'll get to interview a few coaches throughout the league that I admire. Because I got my start in football, well, in high school, really. I played football and then went off to college, and I had a dream of becoming an NFL scout when I wasn't rodeoing. And I worked hard at college. I had this one dream of working in the NFL behind the scenes, watching kids play and watching talent develop, and trying to put the talent and coaches together. Well, that dream didn't work out, but it pushed me into my career of coaching, where I volunteered my first year, and then 2 years after that, I was a quarterback's coach with a first-team all-league quarterback. So I coached for 3 years, and all the meanwhile, I did have a job. I do have a job still. I'm not really. It's been a really good job. It's allowed me to pursue the opportunities that I've wanted in life, which are many, and we'll go further into that in time. But my job is I'm a paper picker at a landfill. And for the last 4 years, I've been out picking up trash and, you know, papers and plastics and big bags. And oh, my goodness, I walk around downwind in the Columbia Gorge. If you're not familiar with the Columbia Gorge, the wind likes to rip. And in Hood River, lots of people call it the Hood. Well, they have the windsurfing games there, I know. And just got a message from my girl. Anyways, they have the windsurfing games going on, and in the Hood River, I think they're called the Gorge Games. Well, yeah, I'm gonna do some research into that and look into that. That would be an interesting subject matter. But the wind rips around here. It's not abnormal. Last night, I know we had 85 mile an hour winds. It was crazy. So my job is to walk downwind of the landfill, where they freight in containers of trash, 40-foot containers, too high on trains from all around the world. And they bring it into this intermodal where trucks, they move the containers from the trains to the trucks, and then they truck it up the hill, and they load them onto these tippers that take the container from the truck and tip them 40 feet in the air, and so it'll slide out so they can push it around with big bulldozers and earth movers. And my job is all the papers that get caught in the wind when they're tipping them 40 feet in the air, well, they got to land somewhere. So I walk downwind miles and miles around the landfill just picking up trash. And for the last 4 years after college, after my dream of being an NFL scout fell through, that's what I've been doing until now. Well, hopefully I won't be working there a whole lot longer. But, you know, it takes time to do things. If you want to do it right, you got to save up and do it the right way. And be focused and have a dream and a goal and to pursue it. That's what you got to do. You got to be active. You got to be active in your dreams. You got to get out there and do it. You just got to do it. And that's what I'm doing here right now. I'm doing it. Anyways, I got some music from here in the Columbia Gorge that their band is called Manimal House. And if you are around in the Columbia Gorge, you are most often to find them. December 31st, 2013, they will be at the Double Mountain Brewery. And they will be hopefully singing that song by Beyonce that you just heard. But they might be singing this song. Enjoy. This is called Comet.
Get your own universe, it's so nice. And you can plane twice the speed of light. Makes your destination closer as you're closing on the center. They come so far that your mind can't remember any situation. Tribulation, negative connotation when you do a regulation. Achieve the highest station and do a new dimension. When you step with intention, gonna have to see you different type of convention. Like swing down, come and pick me up and let me ride.
That's right, Funk in the New Year, and head to Double Mount Brewery on December 31st, 2013, and help support a local band and have some killer buds there. They have some of the best beer in, frankly, the whole Columbia Gorge. There are lots of good local breweries around here, and that's not to take away anything, but Double Mountain and Manimal House, how can you go wrong? That's 9 o'clock with a no cover charge. Are you kidding me? Better head down there. And so we will just, I'll just try and be putting out as many podcasts as I can. And I have a list of about 30 people, and I have a wish list that's a mile long of people I'd like to have in talking sports and how they've influenced their lives. And so we'll talk to a bunch of coaches and cowboys and people from the Gorge and local bands, and we'll be having a good time here. So my name is Brock Warner, and you've been listening to Gorge Dog Radio. Let's listen to another one of Manimal House's songs that hopefully they'll be playing.
At Double Mountain, enjoy yourselves.
Off. And I can tell you the disappointing differences. I might be rich if they just counted up my sentences, but they don't, so I won't. I'll have to let it go and just maintain the very balance of my status quo. And when I check it, the part that's been my favorite is the numbers are big, but they're just sitting next to negatives. But it's okay though, I'm just gonna lay low and keep my payroll stuff to remind me of a time ago when I was flossing.
Hey, you should get back in there. There's some dishes that need washing.
I'm sorry, boss man. To the I was making, not really faking. I know some people got it worse, so I'm not taking away from the struggle and the trouble they face day to day. In fact, my mission is to take away some of the anger and replace it with laughter and friends. I know we don't have the ends, but a smile is what really means. So show some love to your neighbor, and if you can pass on a
just a condition that makes it so seen. It's kind of mean that we're distracted by the color green. But material possessions can take you out for a drink, or if you're acting like a jerk, tell you what they really think about your ex and how it ended kind of whacking. If you get in a fight, they don't got your back. It makes me feel a little better to speak that my favorite things in life are the things that are cheap. So if I can set the record straight before I make an exit, you got a lot of money in your pocket, invest it in the schools that are teaching the kids that there's more to life to money when you're growing up and big.
I gotta make my money, can't play with my money, gotta save my money, because it's never enough. I'm sorry, honey, but it's only got plenty, and I think it's kind of funny. I gotta make my money, can't play with my money, gotta save my money, because it's never enough. I'm sorry, honey, but it's only got plenty, and I think it's kind of funny. And a little messed up.
My heart no longer does what I want it to.